presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look, it's a plane!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Now, Superman, courageous visitor from the planet Krypton, who has come to Earth resolved to dedicate his life to the fight for truth and justice. Superman, who can bend steel in his bare hands, race a speeding bullet to its target, and who mingles with ordinary men disguised as Clark Kent, a mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. As our story opens today, we find Clark Kent and Lois Lane, the Daily Planet star woman reporter, on their way to cover the opening day celebration of the Happyland Amusement Park, a gay, newly constructed playland on the outskirts of Metropolis. To Clark Kent, accustomed to exciting adventures, it seems like a mild assignment. But Lois Lane has more than just a casual interest in Happyland Amusement Park. She explains her interest to Kent as they drive along. Let's listen.
I want to give Happyland all the publicity we can, Mr. Kent. Write it up so that every person in Metropolis will want to visit the new amusement park.
You're having a financial interest in it, have you, Miss Lane?
No, but I have a personal interest in Nancy Bardet.
Nancy Bardet? Who's she?
She owns Happyland. I've known her a great many years, and I'd move heaven and earth to help her.
Uh-huh.
She's only a youngster, just turned 19, and she needs help badly.
Don't you think running an amusement park is rather a big order for a 19-year-old girl?
Oh, it's a very big order. That's why I want to help her as much as I can. You see, her father built Happyland. It was his dream of a lifetime to own a big amusement park. Dream, unfortunately, that never became a reality.
Why, what do you mean? Been built, hasn't it? Isn't it having its grand opening today?
Yes, but Nancy's father, Colonel Bardet, died 6 weeks ago.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes, it's a terrible blow for Nancy, and she wanted to give Happyland up, but I convinced her that her father had wanted her to carry on. She's been brave about it, but success in the amusement park requires more than bravery. It needs what we can give it, publicity.
Now, don't worry about that. There's a parade through the town, isn't there?
Yes, with floats, animals, clowns, and a calliope. Nancy's leading the parade in a special carriage drawn by 6 white horses.
Well, with that sort of a send-off, there's no reason why Happyland shouldn't be a success.
Oh, I hope so. Of course, it has competition.
Another amusement park?
Well, not exactly. It's more of a carnival. In fact, it's called Carnival Town. A man named Martin runs it. Midway Martin.
Uh-huh.
And Nancy's been telling me that he... Oh, here we are. Drive right through the gate. You can park alongside that car.
Hey, this is quite a place.
Yeah.
Carousels, Ferris wheels, games of chance. Hey, look at that roller coaster. Boy, that's a mile high.
Sure, that's the main feature of the amusement park. It's called the Sky Chaser. Boy, I wouldn't ride on that for $100.
Why not? Don't you like thrills?
I don't like roller coasters. Oh, look.
Hmm?
See the parade forming over there? Look at the elephants and the clouds.
Oh, yeah.
And that silver carriage is the one Nancy's riding in. Gee, aren't those the most beautiful white horses you've ever seen?
Yeah, that's swell. High-spirited, too.
Nancy's probably over in that tent. Their temporary headquarters until she can get around to building an office. Come on, I'll introduce you to her.
All right. Hey, everything looks so new and bright. I'm going for a ride on that sky chaser one of these days.
The pleasure's all yours. I'll stick to the carousel.
The answer, Midway Martin, is no. And it will always be no.
I wouldn't be too sure,
Miss Bardet. Midway Martin,
well,
in that tent.
I am sure. Now, if you don't mind, get off my property.
Well, what's Martin want?
I'm a man of few words, Miss Bardet. But when I say something, I generally mean it. There ain't room in this town for 2 amusement parks.
Then you can move out.
No, that's not the way I figure it. I'm ready to pay $15,000 cash for Happyland. That's a fair price.
I'm not interested. Now get out before I have you thrown out.
Good girl.
You won't have me thrown out, Miss Bardet. A last chance. Do you want the $15,000?
I said get out.
Okay, sister. But you'll be sorry. This place won't last a week if I have anything to do with it. Happyland, huh? You won't be so happy by the time I get through.
He's coming out of the tent. Oh, I could wring his neck.
Mean-looking cuss, isn't he?
I'm glad Nancy told him a thing or two. Come on, she's alone now. Well, hello, Nancy. I couldn't help overhearing your conversation with Midway Martin and... Oh, darling, you're crying.
Oh, I can't go through with it, Lois. I just can't.
Now, don't be silly. Do you mean to say you'd let a man like Midway Martin upset all your plans?
It's not Martin alone. It's everything. Oh, I'm ready to scream.
Well, don't, because it might frighten Mr. Kent. Nancy, this is Clark Kent, one of the Daily Planet's bright young reporters.
How do you do, Miss Bardet?
Well, I'm sorry to have you find me like this, Mr. Kent, but everything seemed to pile up at once, and Then to have Midway Martin barge in.
Well, what does he want, Nancy?
Happyland. For $15,000. He raised it from his original offer of $10,000. I suppose he thinks Happyland is too much competition for his carnival town.
Well, has he threatened you before, Miss Bardette? I mean, the way he did a few minutes ago?
I don't remember any threats, Mr. Kent.
Well, he said Happyland wouldn't last a week if he had anything to do with it.
Oh, he was just talking. That's a silly idea, isn't it, Nancy's head? What if Martin did make threats? After we get done slashing the Happyland amusement park across the front page of the Daily Planet, well, he won't have a single customer at his old carnival town.
You're sweet, Nancy.
All right. Dry your eyes. Cow your nose. When does the parade start?
Any minute now.
May I ride in the carriage with you, Nancy? Give me a better picture of the crowds lining the streets, huh?
Of course. Well, what about you, Mr. Kent?
No, I think I'll just wander around and gather material for my story. Miss Lane can handle the parade angle. Incidentally, where is Carnival Town?
Clark Kent, if you so much as mention Carnival Town in your story, I'll never speak to you again.
Ah, don't worry, I won't. Where is it, Miss Bardette?
About 5 miles from here, on the Loganville Road.
Uh-huh.
All ready, Miss Bardette. Parade's starting.
I'll be right out, Kelly.
Okay.
Who's he? A man I hired to sort of superintend things. He seems to know his business. Well, I suppose we'll have to go.
Well, now, come on. Chin up. A big, broad smile, Nancy. You know, this is a big day.
Best of luck, Miss Bardette. I'll see you later.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Kent. Get a good story.
I'm a strong man, and I thought maybe you had a job for
me. We're not hiring X now.
Well, I'm really good, Mr. Martin. I can bend a horseshoe and drive a spike through a 6-inch board.
Listen, buddy, I said we're not hiring nobody now. Is that enough?
Well, do you think maybe I could get work over at Happyland?
What? Don't make me laugh.
Well, I should think they could use a good strong man at Happyland.
Hey, listen, all they'll need at Happyland in a couple of hours, buddy, is some headache powders.
What do you mean?
Never mind what I mean. Beat it. I got things to do. Go on, scram.
Sorry you can't use me, Mr. Marcus.
Goodbye.
Now, what did he mean by saying that all they'll need at Happyland in a couple of hours will be headache powders? Something's brewing. Oh, but what? Maybe I'd better get back to the parade and keep an eye on Lois and Nancy Bardette. Wait. Who's that getting out of that car that just pulled up? He looks familiar. What? Good grief, it's Kelly. Nancy Bardette's superintendent. And he's going in to see Midway Martin. Well, I guess I'd better hang around. If Clark Kent can't get any information from Midway Martin,
maybe Superman can.
Silent and unseen, Superman slipped to the rear door of Midway Martin's shack to learn, if possible, why Kelly, Nancy Bardette's superintendent, is visiting the owner of Carnival Town. Meanwhile, the Happyland Amusement Park Parade is making its triumphal way through the streets of Metropolis to the wild acclaim of enthusiastic thousands who line the curb. In the silver carriage leading the parade, Nancy Bardette beams as she holds the reins that guide the 6 beautifully groomed white horses.
I never thought it would be anything like this, Lois.
Oh, Nancy, it's thrilling. Look at all those people. Listen to them cheer.
If only Father were here to see you.
Oh, darling, he'd be proud of you. Metropolis has never seen anything quite like this. Why, Happyland will be jammed tonight.
Whoa there, Teddy. Whoa.
What's the matter?
The lead horse on the right is acting up.
Well, even he's excited. Well, you can't blame him. Nancy, you haven't a thing to worry about from now on. If Happyland is a success, you can live like a queen.
And I have you to thank for it, Lois. If it hadn't been for all the encouragement you gave me, I never would have carried on.
Nonsense. Well, that's the Bardette blood in you.
Whoa, Dandy. Whoa, Prince. Steady.
It's the noise of the crowd. Frightening them.
Whoa, Prince. Steady.
Nancy, can you
steady.
Hold them?
I don't know. They're all acting strange. Steady.
Well, don't
steady.
You think we better stop?
Whoa, Dandy. Whoa.
Nancy, they're bolting.
No. I can't hold them.
Jump, Nancy. Jump.
No, we're going too fast. You'll be killed. Slow down, Lois. They're wild, running away.
The carriage is shaking, swaying from side to side.
What can we do,
nothing? The rain stopped. The horses are heading to Maple Street, where the bridge is being repaired.
They'll go right through.
You'll still be killed.
No, no, that can't happen. It can't.
Nancy, the right front wheel. It's loose. It's coming off.
Thundering hoofbeats echo through the crowd-lined street as the 6 white horses, suddenly gone wild, carry the swaying silver carriage to almost certain doom, while the thousands of people who only a moment ago were cheering wildly look on aghast. What will the 2 fear-stricken girls do to avoid serious injury or even sudden death? What will be the outcome with Superman 5 miles away, all unconscious of what is happening?
Tune in next time and follow the thrilling story. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.